If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the team at 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We are streaming live on YouTube, too, at the team 980. Don't forget, we're also now streaming live on the audio side on iHeartRadio and TuneIn Radio. Just after 6 o'clock, a little bit different spin on this today. In some ways, it's kind of like a before a game pick six like we do during the season. We'll do one of those on Friday, I guess. Although, Anthony, you won't even be here, so I'll have to figure that out. I guess I'm all by myself. Do you know who's in on Friday? Have you looked at the schedule?
I have.
Who's in?
Baresh.
Okay, Baresh. Baresh hits all the right buttons. He doesn't do a lot of talking. So I'll figure that out. So I might be all by myself on Friday on the pick six front. Maybe Anthony, you can send in your selections.
All right.
So we'll figure that out. The point is, no top stories, no top headlines. This is a predictive edition of the Pick Six.
The six biggest Commander storylines.
It is caught!
Delivered at 6 o'clock sharp. It's the Pick Six at 6.
We set out to find a leader, someone who could take this franchise to the next level, and build an elite team that consistently competes for championships.
All right, so here's how this is going to go. We're going to go back and forth as Anthony and I will talk about the six biggest players, position groups, storylines, etc., that we think are important going into this joint practice tomorrow with New England. So, Anthony, I am giving you the honors here. You are going to be able to select first. And with that, biggest storyline heading into practice tomorrow is...
Number one, Craig, I think with Terry not being out there, I think there's going to be a lot of, eyes on the wide receiver group and how they necessarily perform without Terry against a new defense. So all my eyes are going to be on the wide receiver group. If I had to choose one, it would probably be Luke McCaffrey. I'm sorry. Again, they've raved about him, his year two, and what he's done so far. I think if he can go out there and show that, you know, he can get open, like, I think he can be poised to, you know, be in that competition for their wide receiver three, which is one of the position battles I'm also monitoring.
For sure. I think it's him, Jalen Lane. And look, here's the kind of weird part about this matchup. Carlton Davis and Christian Gonzalez are out for this practice. Yeah. Gonzalez has been out since like the first week, and yeah. I think they're just like, wrap him in bubble wrap. He's unbelievable. That one hurts more every single day. The fact that they decided to pass on him for Emmanuel Forbes, really just the ultimate death nail from the Rivera era. Try not to get too bogged down on it. Too late, already there. Everyone cry together in 3, 2. He's out, and Carlton Davis, who they signed from the Lions in the offseason, are both out. So it's a real opportunity for guys like McCaffrey and Lane to say, like, okay, you're not going to have to try to prove yourself against one of the best corners in the league and one of the biggest free agent signings in the league. You're going against their depth guys. Go out and put on a show. And you have Jaden Daniels throwing to you, so you have one of the best quarterbacks in the league. And so, yeah, like, I think this is a big opportunity for Lane, McCaffrey, but also for, like, Chris Moore and the guys battling for wide receiver 5/6, because Noah Brown, I think, might be out as well. He missed practice on Monday, so I don't know if he's going to travel. They might just be like, hey, you're like, it's easier to get the treatment from the medical staff here, although some of the medical staff and the trainers will obviously be traveling with the team. There's also a group that's going to stay. And so depending on the injury, I think a lot of guys might wind up staying back, which leads me to
number two,
Washington's offensive line against an improved defensive line for New England. One, Mike Vrabel is a guy that likes to play a lot of fronts. They have a 3-4 base, but they will also play some funky 4-down stuff. So after seeing so much of what Joe Witt has been doing, how do you react to a different group of fronts and a different group of players, including one of the biggest free agent signings in the offseason in Milton Williams? But it's also, who is it? who's going to be actually playing for the Commanders. Brandon Coleman likely on that list of players who is out. So is it Andrew Wiley at left guard? If so, is that Josh Connerly then starting at right tackle? Connerly is one of my biggest questions for the week in general, because I kind of think he should play on Friday. I know he's a first-round pick and a potential starter, but like he's 21, and he's a project, and they knew that coming in. The thing is, the project is going to be worth it, hopefully quickly. That's why you take him at the end of the first round. The upside's incredible. The learning curve should be fast, but it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. And so I want to know what the depth looks like. Is Allegretti playing left guard and someone else playing right guard? Like, is Wiley at right guard? Is Chris Paul playing left guard? Like, I am very curious to see. I'm sure in the practice it'll be some of all of the above. The game would be different if guys were playing, but they're not going to make Andrew Wiley play in a preseason game. And I don't think most of the starters are going to play on Friday either. So, long story short, who is playing? And then, how do they play? Does Tunsil look like Tunsil? Does Biadasz look like Biadasz? And then how does Connerly look? That's my biggest question. Number two in our pick six. All right, Anthony, hit number three, and then we'll take a break, come back, and hit four through six.
Number three, Craig, I'm going on the other side of the trenches. I'm going to the Washington defensive line. Again, one of the huge concerns from last season was whether or not we've done enough to fix our defensive front and be a little bit more stout and our run defense. And I think so far through camp, at least what I've seen, our offense has struggled, you know, trying to run the ball against our front. Granted, you know, Bill Kroski-Mara has had, you know, some runs here and there, but again, they aren't really, you know, tackling these guys. So who's to say, like, he really does break those runs? So I think going against a fresh new offensive line in New England, I would love to see how we combat, you know, what they're throwing at us on the defensive side of the ball up front.
Yeah, I think that is a really great question. This New England offensive line was booty last year. They were bad. They then took Will Campbell with the fourth overall pick, and from the early reports that I saw, he's looked pretty good. They also spent money. Our old pal Morgan Moses is playing right tackle for them. They spent some money. Garrett Bradbetter, he's like a longtime good veteran center. So they've really remade their offensive line. So when you get into those teams, and you know a Vrabel team's going to be physical. You know, obviously, all those Derrick Henry teams in Tennessee, like, even though he's a defensive coach, there's an attitude and a physicality that they're going to play with. So what does it look like when you get into those team run periods? What does it look like when you get into 9-on-7? What does it look like in those physical, you know, type of things? I know, Anthony, we were talking in the break. You really hope that there's some one-on-ones. What does it look like in the one-on-ones? I would love to see like a Von Miller, Will Campbell, the vet versus the rookie. Neither of them in their primes. Campbell, not yet. Miller past his, but still excellent. I want to see that stuff. So I think that's a really fun matchup to watch. All right, when we get back, you mentioned one name that I have written in all caps for number four. That next, plus one more from Anthony and another one from me as we look ahead to the joint practice tomorrow. But first, let's get an update on the latest in the world of women's sports presented by Wawa Chicken. How you want it? At Wawa, with customizable crispy or roasted chicken sandwiches.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Hoffman Show here on the Team 980 on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and tune in as well. Pick six at six. We are picking our biggest storylines heading into the joint practice with the New England Patriots for the Commanders tomorrow. First three, in case you are just tuning in, slash to recap. Anthony chose the Washington wide receivers versus New England DBs. I chose the Washington O-line in general. Who is it? Nevertheless, how do they perform with Brandon Coleman likely out due to injury, and see how the rotations go there. Anthony chose the other trenches, the Washington D-line versus New England O-line, which leads me to
number four.
And I have simply written in all caps, Anthony, Bill. Jacory Kroski-Merritt. He's been one of the stories of training camp so far. He is definitely having a good camp, but the running back position, as we talked about, I think it was at this time of the show yesterday, is very peculiar in training camp. It is hard to judge really how guys are doing because it's not live. Now, that actually makes him maybe the number one story going into Friday, but I'm very curious to see how many reps he gets with, especially if he gets reps with the ones in this practice. Because I would think, because he's a young guy, because they've never seen him, you know, in live action, and because, remember, he barely played last year. He played one game at Arizona. Getting him game reps to readjust him to an actual football game is something they're absolutely going to want to do. So he's probably the number one story on Friday. But for tomorrow, a joint, knowing that the other running backs are, Eckler's not playing Friday, Robinson's not playing Friday, I mean, McNichols probably plays, but how much? I don't know. He's a veteran. He's been around. And so if those guys need the reps to get ready for the season, how many reps can you actually give Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt? You know, Chris Rodriguez is technically ahead of him on the depth chart, according to that unofficial depth chart. And he's probably going to play on Friday. But, like, how many reps? Are you going to give Bill reps but not C-Rod? And so I'm anticipating him not getting a lot of reps with the ones, if any reps with the ones, in any kind of team run, you know, ones-on-ones kind of thing, 9-on-7, whatever it may be tomorrow. But if he does, I do think that tells us something. You don't just, there's not that many reps in a period. You can't throw them away. Every rep is meticulously managed. So if Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, a.k.a. Bill, gets a heavy dosage of usage at this joint practice with other players that we anticipate making the roster and playing major minutes, that tells us something. And then I'd be curious to see how much he plays on Friday. But that's why Bill is my second pick, Anthony.
I love your pick, Bill. Everybody Bill, loves Bill, though.
Bill. We got to get that drop. The Bill Nye the Science Guy drop.
Yeah.
With just them going, Bill. We got to lay claim to that now. All other shows, I know other hosts, you listen to this show. Chris Russell, if you're out there, JP Flames in Italy. Any of the other junkies, Sheehan, JP Finley, any of you Mama Jammas, steal the Bill. We have it on tape, we have it on video, we have it on audio, we have it here live. Everyone listening knows that's our drop. Nobody else. You can't have it. I am open to being paid, though. So if you guys want to send me a Venmo and just put the bill, you can pay a certain amount of bills, and I will give you rights to share bill. Anyway, Anthony, number five.
Number five. I'm a little bit torn, Craig. I'm stuck at the safety position. I think we're going to see Will Harris in the box. Also, you know, the people behind him. You got the Kane Madronos, the Dominic Hamptons of the world, the Percy Butlers. I'm interested to see how we match up against their tight ends and their running backs, respectively, just because I feel like last year with Jeremy Chinn, he was versatile. He could do both. Come down in the box, clean up, you know, if he needed to. Or at times, you know, he could cover as well. Will Harris, it's a lot of questions.
Historically, he's a better coverage player than Jeremy Chinn.
Okay.
So he's not as good in the box, but he will thump. But he's not as... he's not quite as big, like truly kind of looks like a linebacker who wandered into the safety room. He's a big dude. Like, I think because I knew he wasn't as big as Jeremy Chinn, I anticipated a smaller human being.
Yeah.
And then I was like, who the hell is three? Like, that's a big dude. Oh, that's Will Harris?
Yeah.
Damn. So it's not like he's small, but he has traditionally been a better and more versatile coverage player than Jeremy Chinn. I think the question is, with guys like Madrano and Hampton, like, what's the usage package? Are they dime linebackers? And you know, we were talking about this during the break, Anthony. It doesn't matter what you call them, right? If you're playing in the box / in the nickel-ish area, I don't care whether we call you a nickel, a big nickel, a safety, a linebacker. You have to do a job. Are you the hook player? Are you, a different delineation of underneath zone player? Are you a man player on a running back or a tight end? Like, whatever it is, you don't get bonus points or get away with holding or like get any secret powers or advantages, or not secret powers or advantages, by being designated as one thing versus the other. You're you against another dude in another uniform, and you got to do the job. And so I'm curious to see what that usage looks like. Is it Will Harris coming down and a guy like Percy Butler going in? Is it Butler down in the big nickel? Is it Madrano? Is it Hampton? How do those guys get used? There'll be more linebacker reps available because I don't believe Jordan McGee is going to be participating. He was out on Monday. So I'm very curious to see. I will also say I hope that people who see if they do one-on-ones and there's coverage drills, do not base it off the one-on-ones. Coverage drills are designed for the offense to win. Hey, you have a full field and no pass rush. If you can't get open, you're kind of terrible at your job. So unless you treat the drill honestly and you just kind of stay on the outside, but when you're a running back or a tight end, you're operating from the middle of the field anyway, like you should win. That said, the running backs and tight ends for New England are pretty good. Austin Hooper, Hunter Henry, vets who know how to get it done. Travion Henderson, the rookie. Antonio Gibson, obviously a great receiving back, former wide receiver, as everyone knows, former Commander. And Ramondre Stevenson's a vet. So definitely, I think that's a good one to highlight, a good one to watch. But let's see how they do in team situations. And obviously, I think for Hampton and Medrano in the game versus what happens in a one-on-one drill on a clip you might see on Twitter tomorrow. All right, last but not least.
Number six.
I'm just going to do it. Like, it's Jaden Daniels versus Drake May, bro. Like, this is going to be fun. And I know that you're not allowed to say anything nice about Drake May, but it's okay for both of them to be good. And that's good because both of them are real good. No regrets for anyone in D.C. about taking Jaden Daniels. They made the right pick. I thought they made the right pick at the time. Some of you disagree with that, which is weird because then you disagree with me about the thoughts inside my own head and ones that I verbalized into these microphones that are there for posterity if you just look at them. But that does not mean that Drake May would not have also been a good pick if Jaden Daniels didn't exist or that he can't be good for New England. These two guys rock. Drake is Well, I don't say on a fun to watch because damn, Jaden pulls some stuff. On a wild card like level, like the I'm glad he's not my quarterback, but entertainment. That's the best way to put it. Drake May is like captain of that team. Think of like when Baker Mayfield's running around or some of these other guys where you're like, I don't know if it's going to be good, but I'm never not going to be entertained. Drake May is that guy. And he's going to get better and better and become in some ways less entertaining, but also way better at football, which I think is a separator between him and a guy like. Like, I think his ceiling is higher than what Baker has wound up being. Baker's obviously a very, very good player. With Jaden, he just came in and was, like, rock steady the whole time, rock solid. And he obviously also has tremendous highlight plays, the escapability. It's super fun when he is your quarterback because the downsides don't come that often and the highs are so incredibly high. So I'm looking forward to seeing that. I'm excited to see these guys battle for years to come. I think there's a great chance that at some point down the line, they could play each other in a Super Bowl. I'm here for it. I think they're both that good. I think Jaden is obviously well ahead of Drake right now. He should be. He's older. And he had a lot more experience last year, and he had a way better team around him. But, yeah, like, this is fun because it's two of the top three picks in last year's draft. Both of them had excellent rookie seasons. Jaden, maybe the best rookie season ever. Drake, a good one in his own right by normal rookie standards. And they're going to be on the same practice fields. Like, that's fun. Why can't we have fun with that? The answer is, Anthony, we can.
Yes, we can. And we will.
Yes, we can. All right. Do not forget the Bill thing. I'm serious about that. I'll come back in there. I don't care if the air conditioning's not fixed.
I'm on it right now.
Excellent. All right, when we get back, huge WNBA trade today for your Washington Mystics and a preview of tonight's game against the Chicago Sky next here on the Team 980.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.